This is a CHOI News Report. That was the Hishukishtalwak Dance Group welcoming Chris Obishan to Bowen Park in Nanaimo as he completed his cross-Canada bike ride on Friday. Chris's personal odyssey was sparked by a change the provincial government made this year, eliminating age restrictions for the provincial tuition waiver for former wards of the court. It took effect on August 1st, and a $3,500 Learning for Future grant is also available to help pay for additional costs, like textbooks and a computer.
I was living in Moncton, New Brunswick, and my sister told me that BC is now paying for former wards of the court's education, regardless of their age. And I wanted success. I wanted something more for myself. However, I was suffering with depression and bipolar too. And physically, I was, 325 pounds and just really struggling. I could have flown out west, been there in 12 hours, but the man who did that would be the same man who left and wouldn't be successful. So I figured, I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to jump on a bike and I'm going to pedal, 6,000 kilometers. And when I'm done that, I'll be in a position where I can be successful here. It's kind of surreal to be back in Nanaimo. I didn't think I ever would be, but I'm really happy to be here because this is ground zero for me. This is where it all started. This was where I was raised ward of the court. These were the first streets I lived on. This is where I first became an addict. And so this is where plan two starts.
Chris's sister, Jen Obishan, first found out about his journey after he started it.
Well, I was tagged in a Facebook post the day that he left, and I didn't believe it. I didn't understand what was happening. So I got in touch with him about 2 days later. Before I wanted to say anything to anybody, I wanted to hear from him what was happening. And yeah, he just told me that he got a bike and he was coming home. And I said, okay, let's figure out how you're going to do this safely. And we kind of went from there.
Chris says the hardest part of his journey was the start.
Those first 10 days, physically, I could only pedal 15 kilometers a day, 20 kilometers a day. And mentally, it was really dark. I was really struggling. Fast forward 3 months and I'm a different man today than I was when I left.
His sister says that part of that change was seeing people support him as he pushed himself to bike across the country, posting updates to his Nothing Fancy, Just Pedal account on Instagram, and posting to Reddit each time he entered a new province.
We grew up not really seeing the beauty in people. We weren't really taken care of very well or loved, even for that matter. Him living in foster care, children in foster care don't usually feel love. His problems, like the bike being stolen, the tent breaking, no money for whatever reason, like all those hardships turned into beautiful moments. Canadians invited them into their homes to sleep, to eat their blueberry muffins, to have a shower. Or the guy on the side of the road Saskatchewan, I think, with the sign saying, "You inspire me." Like, Canadians are beautiful people.
Jen says that seeing her brother pedal across the finish line to a gathering of friends and family in Bowen Park was an emotional experience.
It was beautiful. I'm so proud of him. It's amazing what he did. Who has the strength and the perseverance to do that? I've known what he's been through. He's my brother.
Now that Chris has made it to Nanaimo, he's looking forward to getting an education.
I know what I want to do. I want to advocate. I want to work with at-risk youth or wards that are transitioning to live on their own, or even adults that were former wards that are struggling but have greatness in them. So if that's social work, counseling, addiction services, remains to be seen, but I'm going to be in that world.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.